8. Boomerang.
I'm giving a lecture next week at the Australia Society. Would you be interested in coming?
Yes, of course. What are you going to talk about?
Well, I'd thought of talking about boomerangs. What do you think?
A great topic. I know quite a lot about it too, so I can give you a hand. How are you going to start?
Like this. The real question is, where do they come from? Most people would say Australia, and they would be correct, for the most part.
Open with a question. Great. You must also establish the difference between a returning boomerang and a non-returning boomerang. Many people, even today, get the two confused. Non-returning boomerangs were used for hunting.
Yes, they are called Kylies, like the Australian singer Kylie Minogue. They are about 3 feet long and have a cord width of 3 or 4 inches across, being about 1.5 inch thick and similar in shape to a banana.
And they don't return to the thrower. A thrown stick can fly great distances. 100 to 150 yard flights are not uncommon.
True. Then, I thought I'd go on to why they made boomerangs.
So, tell me, why did they make the Kylie?
The best thinking is that prior to throwing sticks, people used clubs to settle their differences. But later, they realised that the thin club flew further. At this point, the basic concept of a throwing stick was established.
In Australia, it was handed down from generation to generation. The oldest is around 20,000 years old.
Next, I will talk about how the returning boomerang was developed. The story goes that an Aboriginal man was shaping a smaller, lighter, slightly more bent throwing stick than he normally used. When he tested it, he was very surprised to observe that it didn't fly straight at all, but came turning back to him.
Was it created by chance or skill? No one really knows. What we do know is they made it and passed the technique down through generations of time, and we have it today, thankfully.